Please hear the gospel, the good news from John, the 15th chapter, verses 9 to 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I'm giving you these commands that you may love one another." Here ends the reading of God's word for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Give your best anyway. I ask you to maybe perhaps look up the gospel lesson from John. And as I was looking at this, and grab a hold of the words, don't just dismiss them or run past them like we often do. "Oh, I've heard that story. I don't need to hear it again." They continue to unlock keys and answers to questions that the people of faith in Almighty God have struggled, or sometimes we just ignore and we let that pass by. Some say that our Bibles are just written by human beings. What can you expect? Why should we really take it that serious? Have you ever listened to a scripture reading and the meaning hit you? Wow, is that what it means? We were talking earlier about the lectionary. And a lectionary is a series of scriptures that those people, theologians, have pulled together that takes us through a summation of the Bible every 3 years. And I've used the lectionary for a long time. And there's times, honest to gosh, I open it up and start looking at it on Monday or Sunday afternoon, and you know what I'd say? "Oh, God, no, please. I don't want to deal with this one." They're not just ordinary words like a John Grisham novel, which, by the way, there is a new one out. Or Tom Clancy. I think there's a new one out, but I don't know how it came about, because he's been dead for quite a while. Well, we won't go any further than that. Listen, for the Word of God is active. And this is what is sharper than any two-edged sword. There's been times I've opened up the scripture and I could feel this sword kind of cutting through. I remember many years ago, I got to Thursday afternoon and this thing wasn't coming together. It was terrible. And since I don't go back and dig out sermons out of the barrel, as a lot of people think they do, I threw all mine away. Because it was hard. You know, you could say, "Well, yesterday President Reagan talked about," you know, well, you can't do that. So, a sharper sword. And there were times that I would turn the computer on Thursday morning saying, I can't do this. And I would erase it all, which is, honest to gosh, that's scarier than anything. I mean, you go through all this study and looking at the words, etc. And I'd erase it all and start again. And sometimes it would start flowing like never before. It was like I was I was taking down notes that somebody was saying. Some people say, well, my God's not serious. Sometimes I've been so taken back, it causes me to pause. And I realize that God's word is serious. And it goes right to my thoughts, it goes to my mind and very soul. Some folks find protection by belittling this very word of God. They have dismissed these words because they believe they've been written by some primitive people who could be easily fooled and taken in. May I remind you what 2,000, 3,000 years ago, the accomplishments of these so-called primitive people? There were the great Greek philosophers. There were people who had studied and star placements on certain times of the year and certain moments of change. There were those who used that navigation system. They didn't have a GPS. If I didn't have my GPS, well, I could still get my way down to the First Presbyterian Church. But we went to up north yesterday to visit some people, and if we didn't have the GPS, I would have just flew right by that turnoff. There are those who, those primitive people, who organize governmental organizations that are still our basis of some law, and things are based upon what they came up with. Mathematics. Water systems. Did you know the Romans? I love watching the History Channel, but I remember going to Israel, sponsored by the Masonic Temple, and some of the gentlemen from this church helped me, and to get that money around. And here we have a big city. Well, it's all crashed now because it was earthquakes. Did them in, and they would start with water up here and would run through everybody on the streets, through the Colosseum bathrooms, and it would run constantly. You didn't have any hammer of levers to twist or anything like that. But they built buildings that are modern machines that we can't come up close to building them today. You look at that Western Wall and the size of the stones, we don't even have the equipment that will do that because there are tons. Or an open-air auditorium. I remember going in this one over on the Sea of the Mediterranean, and we crawled up on these seats, they were all stone, of course. And the guy was way down there. I'm not kidding you. I had to look to see. And he'd start talking. And this thing held thousands of people. And you could hear them way back on the 60th row. It was better than any PA system, because PA systems can... Oh, they put tape on here since my last time. Because I knocked the... Whoa! Okay, sorry. But they didn't have PA systems. And yet, you could hear that one person talk. Wow. To Too many times we use the, but that's not really true. Or it doesn't really pertain to us when we hear Jesus say, you are my friends, but you think about that. We always put so many times God at this mean level and not really caring about us. And Jesus says, you are my friends. Think what that means. Have you ever had a real friend? Someone who likes you? Someone who supports you? No matter what you've done? I believe that in our lives, we usually have one or two or three friends that are like that. We've got a ton of acquaintances. You know that. People who are thrown together in a neighborhood club or neighborhood group or church group. I remember years ago being close to this one family at Lone Rock, and we got together with our families and we laughed and shared great meals, and the kids ran around the yard. We talked serious talks. But then something happened and we were removed from each other. And I never heard from them again. No Christmas card, no say, hey, happy birthday on your July 4th birthday, which comes in a couple of weeks. But something happened. Never did find out. I didn't even have an address from them. This is not what happens to Jesus' words for us. Yes, men wrote down sometimes years after the event took place, I'm sorry, what we seem to have is in our regular Bible, we don't have too many spots where women are, but it would be changing if it was today. I believe that if in Scripture there are some unknowns or what appears to be wrong or a little bit skewed, that it's something I don't understand or a lot of people don't understand, I believe the Holy Spirit blocks it from our memory. Or let's let it fade from our memory so it doesn't affect our overall faith-friend relationship with Jesus. Do you know how the Old Testament, words of the Old Testament were assured of their accuracy? They didn't have anything to write it on. The parchments were old, but the Holy Spirit guided and protected God's Word. And the scribes were to make copies of God's Old Testament. It was a total job. That's all they did, was make copies. Their words had to be right, and they had to meet certain accurate tests of assurances. There were detailed checks made to make sure copies were the original. In fact, the copies were more authoritative than the originals, because the originals, the parchment would break, and you know, here's a whole sentence that drops out of the thing, but the copies were the ones that were original. They had tests that had to be passed if you were a scribe. Page 6, 3 lines down, better be these words. And you would go through a test for the whole scriptures. What's the first word on the top of page 36? Well, it better be this word. Before that, people memorized every word of the books of the Old Testament. With continuous testing, accuracy, top shelf. It's hard to understand that. I mean, I have a hard time. Well, let's not go there. But I think you know what I'm going to say. our news talks to us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with some great truths, and then sometimes it's a little bit out of whack, and they might be some false words until this just popped in my head. You know, how many times have we heard of somebody going through a terrible ordeal, losing family and friends, and the interviewer says, "Well, what does it feel like having your son killed?" What do you think, guy? It's tough. Jesus says to us, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends." You are Jesus' friends. Take that and install it. You know, take that and just hang on to it. "I've said these things so that you may, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete." Joy doesn't come in a bottle on your sink. Happiness, calm, loving others. I found this reading several years ago. It was written by Mother Teresa, and I've got to go back, and here it is. "People are often unreasonable and self-centered." No kidding. "Forgive them anyway," she says. "If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best that you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God, your friend. It's never between you and them anyway." I think there's some wonderful thoughts in that. Sometimes we end up with a conflict, someone, and we kind of like dump them because they said this to me. Or, I'm going to use this again, they looked at me with a funny look. You know, they might have. It could have been a gas pain. Right? You know, oh. And then you just happen to look as, oh my gosh, she made a face. What's going on? What have I done? What have I done? To each of you, may her words and the scriptures touch your heart. Let us pray. Oh God, help us to understand our being friends with you and you, your soul, and the unending Holy Spirit. This is indeed how you see us, but we've often not thought of you as being our friends. What an eye-opener. You love us. You forgive us. We are on your team no matter what. We're precious, honored, fortunate. Let us live in friendship with you. Amen. As I was driving the other day and thinking about this, this came to me. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. That's what friends do, don't they? we met with some friends that we had not seen for a long time before the pandemic. And we sat down, and it was just like we picked up where we left off. They were so accepting. What's happening in your life? We asked questions of them. What a privilege to share that type of friendship, and that's what God comes and brings to you. Amen and amen. A blessing for the benediction from God Almighty, Jesus, who acts on the cross, proves forgiving, and your indwelling Holy Spirit who helps us through it all. Amen, friends of Christ Jesus. Have a good week. Whether you're have a good year, whether you're by yourself at that moment or together with a friend. Oh, wait. You are with Jesus. You are never alone. Behave yourself this week. I will try. God bless. Thank you.